Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long.
These days are all
happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are all
share them with me. Gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Hoping the music never ends.
1:15 here on Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron. Yes, the Happy Days theme means the one, the only, Marion Ross, Albert Lee's own Mrs. Cunningham, back home. And I think Mike White has said it best when Marion walked in, welcome home. And Marion, thanks for joining us here on KATE. Welcome home and good to see you.
Well, thank you so much. I can't believe the kind of reception I'm getting. I'm very, very heart touched by this, really. The town looks great.
Yeah.
I just had a wonderful lunch, a walleyed pike. Can you believe that? And we're just so looking forward to seeing everybody. I want you to see the statue.
Statue unveiled tonight. And we're talking about this off the air because I was curious. You have seen a picture of the statue because you had to make sure they got your good side, right? You had to make sure that you gave them the thumbs up to your statue.
No, I'm really quite impressed with the statue. She looks a little earnest, a little more serious than I am, you know. But she really turned out awfully good. So Chad, the artist who did it, Chad Fisher, and he is even here visiting with us, which is so much fun. Anyway, I am proud, thrilled, and moved beyond words, really.
Now, Marion, we have lots of questions for you, but going back to the walleye pike, if someone's got a suggestion how Marion can get some back to California, because she wants to take some with her. Now, we assume you can buy some out there, but it'd probably be easier if we get some on a plane for you, right? Ship it back with?
Would it be frozen? Is that the way?
Probably frozen. Some dry ice. What do you think?
Oh, it is just wonderful. And it comes out of these lakes all around here.
Correct, yeah.
Absolutely. And there's no bones in there.
No.
I don't know. It's just amazing. And cooked so well.
Absolutely.
Now, maybe I can try to get some home.
We'll see if we can figure out a way. Kate listeners are pretty smart. So yeah. Somebody out there, if there's a way to bring some fish home with you, we are going to figure it out.
Oh, now I'm excited about that idea. Right.
So, Marion, when was the last time you were in Albert Lee before today?
I think I was here last year. Was it 3 years ago?
Okay.
Really? It felt like it was only last year. Yeah.
I saw something. Did you only officially retire like 2 or 3 years ago? So you were working up till then?
Oh, yes, really. That's really true. I am now 92 and a half. And I think one of the last shows I did, I said to them, what is what do I say here exactly? They said, well, you know what to say. Yeah, I said, no, I forgot.
Marion Ross, Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days and so many other things that you've been a part of. I have to ask you, what keeps you busy now? I mean, retirement's only been going on for a few years. What do you do in your free time?
I'm just as busy as ever because now I have a book, My Days, Happy and Not So Much. That's a book. And I'm always pushing something. And, you know, my son, Jim Meskimen, is an actor. My daughter, Ellen Kramer, is a writer-producer on Friends. So everybody's in show business. And we're all selling something all the time, you know. My house is called Happy Days Farm.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, what's the name of the book again?
It's called My Days Happy and Not So Much.
Not so
and
happy.
Otherwise.
And I assume if somebody wanted to buy the book, we'll make sure we plug it for you. They can just go online and and get that.
Oh, yes. You'll enjoy it because Ron Howard wrote the preface and Henry Winkler has written a nice thing about me. And so Donnie Most and Anson Williams, the whole cast, little Erin Moran, she passed away, you know, so uh-huh, yeah. And Gary Marshall passed away. But Happy Days, we feel we know all of you out there for the last 10, 15 years, you know.
Absolutely. Again, Marion Ross with us here on KATE. We're going to talk about, again, a big night tonight, and you're going to be in a parade tomorrow as the Grand Marshal. We'll talk about those events coming up in just a moment. Going back, you know, I just want to talk about the book real quick. What are some highlights from the book? Do you go through, you know, working on the unhappy days and just like the title says, I'm sure there were some good stories and maybe not so good stories.
Well, I have pictures, a picture with Clark Gable. I worked with Clark Gable. I've worked with all kinds of famous people. I can't think of any of them right now, but I've had such a fun career. And now I am tired because I is tired now. So it's all right if I just kind of back off. But my house is called Happy Days Farm, and I have wonderful children and grandchildren, and so it's a good life. Been a good job.
You know, I heard, so Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz, was hoping to be here, but he didn't get a chance to be here this weekend.
Both Henry Winkler and Ron Howard wanted to come, and they sent me so much good wishes. And, you know, they have very, very big careers.
They're busy guys.
No. And how often do you get to come to Minnesota like this?
In the summertime. It's a perfect time to be here.
I know. I think it is.
Oh, that's too bad that they couldn't make it. I do have a picture in front of the Fonzie statue in Milwaukee. So now I can get a picture with your statue to add to my collection.
All right. Okay.
That'll be pretty cool. Pretty cool. Now, besides Happy Days, and since this is the first time I've got a chance to talk to a Marion Ross in person, one of my favorite roles that you ever did was on That 70s Show as Kitty's mother-in-law. And let me tell you, you played a mother-in-law that did not like her new daughter. Perfect. Talk about that role because I loved it. Because you are sweet Mrs. Cunningham, but on That 70s Show, you weren't that sweet.
I love That 70s Show. No, I wasn't mean and crabby. Yeah, it was wonderful. I love being like that because that one hardly ever gets on from underneath my skin. She's under there somewhere. You know? So it was great. I love That 70s Show.
Yeah, just you played a great role. And last night, I'm telling my 13-year-old son about I'm going to interview Marion Ross. And, of course, his question is, who's Marion Ross? So kids these days, before I could even explain, he went on his phone and he Googled information about Marion Ross. And he goes, Dad, you're going to interview a voice from Handy Manny on the air tomorrow? He was so excited to hear about the different roles that you did when it comes to voiceovers for cartoons. My family, he grew up with Handy Manny and Handy Manny. And he pulled out some clips and he's playing clips from that show. I'm like, that's Marion Ross's voice. That's who Dad's going to interview this afternoon, it would have been yesterday. Talk about those kind of career, being the voice on SpongeBob, being the voice on Handy Manny. How much did you enjoy doing those?
Oh, that is an extraordinary thing, isn't it? Yes. Handy Manny and SpongeBob, I tell you, SpongeBob is a very important part of my life. Can you believe that? Oh, it's so... It's some voices are so famous to us, you know. I don't know if mine is, but it was so much fun because I'm an actor. What we are is we are actors.
Correct.
There's no real person in here. The real person went long years ago. So, and I love being a cartoon. I love that.
You know, and the cartoon characters, I know on Handy Manny, kind of looks like you too. So, I mean, I thought that was absolutely awesome. So he's going to be very excited that I got a chance to talk with
him. And how old is he?
He's 13 now, but he grew up on Handy Manny.
Oh, wonderful.
Handy Manny.
And what is he going to be when he grows up?
Well, like any young kid, a professional baseball player. Because they all want to be professional baseball players,
oh,
right?
Oh, fantastic. You know, Happy Days, we had a softball team.
That's right.
And I played Rover. They said, Mary, and I had my own uniform. I had my own mitt, my own bat with my name on it. And they would say, Marion, get over there. Get over. Get over there. Get over there. Okay. So, but I could hit. See? I could hit. Okay. And then the boys could get me in.
Gotcha.
So we did. We traveled all over the United States and even went to Europe with our Happy Days softball team.
Really?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Again, Marion Ross, Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days joining us here on Albert Lee Radio. Now, do you ever get tired of talking about Happy Days? I got to ask you this because I'm sure anytime someone meets you, they probably have hundreds of questions about the TV show Happy Days. Do you ever get tired of talking about it?
No, I never get tired of Happy Days at all. And who would?
Nobody. No. I just wanted to make sure.
In fact, I call my house Happy Days Farm.
Yeah.
Because that paid for Happy Days. You know, paid for that. And I have actually 2 acres out there in the valley.
Okay.
In the San Fernando Valley. And some orange trees, you know,
yeah,
and we have a softball field and a bocce court. So
really?
When you come, you know, and we have a swimming pool.
Okay.
It's not bad, you know.
So I can jump on a plane in a couple of days. I'll come see you.
All right.
You.
Okay. Well, let me get home first.
Okay. Okay. I'll make sure you're there. I'll make sure you're there before I show up.
Okay.
Now, Marion, we do want to mention that tonight with the unveiling of the statue that you're going to be hanging out there. And everyone here in Albert Lee, anybody listening, can stop by and get photos with you and the statue.
Oh, I want them to come. Is it maybe 5 o'clock? Is that too early?
Well, you come at 5, right, Pat?
Yeah, they can come at 5. 5:30 is the unveiling program starts, and then she'll have time after the unveiling to take pictures.
Because I'm not really sure that I've seen the statue, you know, yet.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there, and my arm is up. So whoever comes can sit with the statue.
Is that pretty
and
cool?
Pretend that we all are human.
Should mention that's the voice of a Pat Mulso, who's on the committee that helped to make this happen. To have Marion Ross come back to Albert Lee for the 3rd of July parade and the 4th of July. And I think the coolest picture is going to be you sitting next to you. Don't you think?
Is it? Oh, yes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's going to be
the neatest. Or me and Pat Mulso.
I think so, too. Both of you on the bench. How about the parade? Do you have your wave down? Are you ready for the parade tomorrow night?
Oh, I've practiced a lot. And my son, Jim Meskimen, who is an actor from Hollywood, all kinds of wonderful things. He is coming.
Oh, good.
And my granddaughter, Taylor.
Okay.
My daughter, who was a writer on Friends, she's not able to come because her little boy is in Little League and she has to stay. She has to be there for the game.
We talked about baseball.
You
baseball,
betcha.
Softball.
You bet.
That's important. Now, speaking of your son, he's done a lot of voiceover work as well.
Yes.
He's been a busy. Is he still doing that currently? Still a busy guy?
Oh, absolutely busy. Yeah.
Because was he on America's Got Talent? I did some research on him, too.
No. In fact, we'll have to have him come and do an interview with you. He's a wonderful guy.
Absolutely.
Maybe you'll see him tonight.
He'll be in town. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be on the float with Marion, too?
Yeah. He is.
I think he's going to narrate something.
And he's going to be doing a little performance out at the winery tonight after
cool.
the unveiling.
Very cool. So Marion bringing her family as well. And Marion, when you think of Albert Lee, what are some of the memories you have of growing up here in this beautiful city? It's changed over the years. I mean, I love this city so much. What are some of your fondest memories?
Well, I lived on the north side. And so in the winter, that meant that I had to walk across the ice to go to school, to junior high, 7th, 8th, and 9th. I even was here through the 10th grade also. And it was wonderful because they said, you're still not walking on the ice, are you? No, no. Well, the ice would thaw. As if you could still jump, from the ground to the ice. You were okay. But the first time that you landed in the ice water, so that was it. That was it. You didn't cross anymore. But I was a junior lifeguard at the beach.
Were you really okay?
Because we had a wonderful bathhouse that we ran with the Larson family. And rented out bathing suits that we would swirl out in a little mixture of some disinfectant, you know, and swim out to the big dock and dive off those towers. It was a wonderful childhood. And across the water, closer to the town, was the canoes. Mr. Murtaugh had the canoes. You go over there and rent a canoe. Mr. Murtaugh would say, "Don't get those canoes wet." "We won't, Mr. Murtaugh." The minute we went around the bend, we'd tip it over. We'd drown it.
Again, the one and only Marian Ross, Mrs. Cunningham, joining us here on KATE. It's a Happy Days weekend here for the July 3rd and 4th festivities. And Pat Mulsa, if you just want to jump on again, Pat, and talk about times of the events and where we can find Marian around town this weekend. Again, Marian said she wants to meet everybody. She wants to take pictures with everybody in town. So let's tell everybody how they can do that.
Okay, we'll be gathering probably starting about 5 o'clock. Marian will arrive about 5:15. The unveiling program starts at 5:30, and that will probably run a half hour, 40 minutes, and then she'll have a little while after that for people to take pictures with her right at the unveiling site there by her statue, with her statue behind it, however they would like to do. She's seated on a bench so people can stand behind her. If you have a group that wants to get a picture, some can sit down, some can stand behind her. And then after that, we also have another public event, and that is out at Three Oak Winery. And it will have food trucks out there and a cash bar. We've got a big tent set up with extra tables, plus their patio and their inside seating. So please come out and join us. We're going to auction off a new wine. And we're also going to have a short program. We'll do that auction. And then Jim, Marian's son, is going to do a little program for us with some impersonations. So it's going to be a fun night. So you can stop in, stay a while, stay all night if you like. But we have lots of good things happening, and it'll be a fun time to visit with Marian, have something to eat and drink, and just enjoy Albert Lea.
And what do we do tomorrow, Saturday, what?
Tomorrow, we have some private events for you during the day, and then you're going to be the Grand Marshal in the parade, along with your son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter will all be in the parade with Marian. So be watching for her. She'll be starting out our parade.
That is awesome.
The driver,
Al Larson, is going to be driving the convertible you'll be riding
in. What's the other guy's name?
David Nelson,
my friend David Nelson.
David Nelson will be bringing you in the Corvette to the unveiling today.
Okay.
Yep. So lots of people with lots of little jobs.
Now, Pat, before we let you go, we know that you're busy, Marian. Is there any questions I should be asking Marian that you want me to bring up? Because, I mean, we could talk to you for hours and tell stories. Is there anything else I should be bringing up, Pat, that would be a good story?
I think that we've about covered it. I think today we took a city tour and sort of showed Marian's family some of her favorite spots. Maybe Marian would want to tell the story of when she went to the Carnegie Library when she was deciding what she wanted to do with her life and reading the Who's Who. You better tell them about that.
I don't really remember that.
Oh, yeah. You said you read in Who's Who what age movie stars were when they started.
Noel Coward, yes. Well, Noel Coward, the famous English comedian songwriter, he was like 9 or 10, and I thought, I'm gonna be 13, and I'm not getting anywhere. This is terrible. So, and my mother was a Canadian, from the northern Saskatchewan. She was Irish, and she said, "You can be anything. You can be." So I thought, I will, Mother, I will. So that kind of drive, if you either can give your kids a lot of drive, it's important to have that because you're going to need it along the trail. Yeah.
You know, that's a great story. So at 13, you thought it passed you by already. You thought you were past your prime.
Right. So then I would read theater arts magazines and, there were schools in Minneapolis, McPhail School of Music and Drama. So I thought, that's it. I'll go up there and in my 11th grade and work for a family and take drama lessons.
Okay.
My mother said, that's a good idea.
Now, before I let you go, I guess one last question. Talk about getting on Happy Days for people that might not be aware. You went an audition for the part for Mrs. Cunningham. Talk about how you became Mrs. C. Talk about how that worked.
Well, I had early on been under contract to Paramount Studios, so I knew a lot of people at Paramount. So now somehow I got the job on Happy Days, and my part was being Tom Bosley's wife, and mostly I would say, what do you want for dinner, dear? You know, that kind of person. So my part, they would say to, the writers would say to me, Marion, in the meanwhile, read all the other characters, read around the table, you read all those things. I was constantly auditioning for the writers to show them what I could do. And they'd say, oh. So then they began to write better and better and better for me. So my part got really good. And then the Fonz and I became very good friends, close friends. Henry Winkler is a wonderful guy. Ron Howard was my champion and another wonderful guy. So, and then we made a softball team together.
Yeah.
Traveled everywhere.
No, I love the stories. Again, Marion Ross here on Kate Radio at 1:35. And before I let you go, Pat, if you just want to give that information one more time
Sure. For
the times for anyone that is tuning in for your chance to meet the one and only Albert Lee's own Marion Ross this weekend.
Yes, downtown Albert Lee on the corner of Broadway and Marion Ross Street at start gathering, I would say, at 5 o'clock to 5:15. Our program will start at 5:30. After the program, Marion will have time for photos. And then there's another event at Three Oak Winery, and that is also open to the public. There will be food trucks on site as well as a cash bar. And we will also have extra seating, so there's a tent out there with chairs, plus their patio and inside seating. So room for everybody, and we'll have a short program with an auction of a new wine that's coming out. And then Marion's son, Jen Meskimen, will also be doing some impressions for us.
Okay.
Marion, anything else you want to add before we let you go? Again, it's been a pleasure to meet you and have you on the air. Anything that you want to add?
I'm thrilled to be here in Albert Lee and to see it look so beautiful. Well, it's always so well maintained. Everybody looks after their properties so well. And it's a wonderful bunch of people. And I couldn't be happier to be anywhere than I am to be here.
Again, Marion Ross, the Grand Marshal of the Parade. Mrs. Cunningham with us here on Kate Radio. Marion, enjoy your weekend in Albert Lee. And again, just an honor to get a chance to talk with you.
Thank you. I hope you come and bring your child with you.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks,
right.
Marion.